Welcome back. Hooray. Well done for being here and being open to discover your true purpose. It's a very, very rare and powerful thing. So congratulations for even showing up. Now, a couple of things for this particular session. This is a very deep, introspective session where you're going to be tapping into your true answers, into your subconscious mind, deep down, to discover who you really are and what is your mission, your purpose, your passion, your reason, your why, the thing that you would die for. What is your life all about? This is the deepest stuff. Very few people ever do this, and even if they do, they do it very superficially. So we're going to be going deep. I'm going to be asking you a lot of questions, a lot of very deep, possibly challenging, extremely powerful questions. And in order to get the best result, in order for you to, you know, glean the most benefit from this, I recommend just a few things you do whilst you're participating in this inner journey. So the first thing is that while we're doing this, we want to make sure we enter into a deeper state of mind. And this is something through meditation that you can develop, being able to do this easily and gracefully yourself. However, to make it even easier, I have included binaural beats, which are sound waves that basically change your brain waves. And just in case you don't know what they are and how they work, essentially in one ear you have one frequency and in the other ear you have almost the same frequency, but not quite. And what happens is your brain makes up the difference, try and sync them up. And by your brain, you know, syncing them up for you, your brain goes into a different state of being, shall we say, different mental state. And there's beta waves, alpha waves, theta waves, and delta waves, and gamma waves. There's these different kinds of waves. So I'm just going to go through them so you understand what's going on. I'm going to have this going on in the background. So ideally listen to this with stereo headphones on, otherwise it won't work. And don't do this whilst you're driving. To take the time so you're not going to be disturbed and you can really focus on this. This is a very deep process, so give it your full attention. So real quick, we're going to go over the different waves. It's just good to know how your brain works. So beta waves are the type of waves that we're normally experiencing in normal day-to-day activities. This is measured at 13 to 40 hertz, and it's when the brain is in our normal waking consciousness. And nearly all forms of action, thinking, problem solving are done in the beta wave brain zone. And most people spend their waking lives in beta state. It's the common state of mind for nearly everyone in the world. Alpha brain waves measured at 7 to 13 hertz are the brain state of relaxation and meditation. And the alpha state is associated with creativity, super learning. And this is where the brain learns faster and a deeper level than it does in beta. And most meditation and energy healing techniques cultivate and utilize an alpha brain wave for meditation, relaxing, healing, that kind of thing. Then you have theta wave, and you might have heard of theta healing. And theta waves are 4 to 7 hertz, much, much slower. And it's when your brain is in REM dreams, hypnosis, lucid dreaming, barely conscious state just before sleeping and just after waking. So theta is a border between consciousness and subconsciousness, the conscious and subconscious world. And by learning to use this state of brainwave, we can really go deep and influence the subconscious part of ourselves and really tap into that subconscious mind that's normally hard to, you know, get access to. All the power is in the subconscious. Now, we then go down to delta brain waves that are measured at less than 4 hertz. And this is the brain state of deep sleep and unconsciousness. You know, so normally, this is when you're knocked out, when you're sleeping. So people love sleep primarily because they go into delta. And by the way, this is why meditation or visualizing things before you go to sleep and when you wake up is so powerful, because that's when the theta wave, delta wave period is there, and that takes you extremely deep. So we got this going on in the background of this audio, and it's going to take you into theta and then delta. This is the magic point where you can access more of your subconscious mind. And just understand that your subconscious mind has all the answers to these questions. I'm asking you some very deep questions that your conscious mind, your normal mind, can't answer them. It just really can't. But we're going to actually ask you a lot of deep questions, then ask you more questions, and then more questions, and more questions. So you need to get a pen and paper, and you also need to be able to pause this recording so that you can stop it, write something down, and then play it again. So this is a very deep session. Take it seriously. Go deep with it. Make sure you have time. You're not going to be disturbed. Pen and paper. Be able to pause the recording and really, 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 really enjoy this. Take full advantage of it. Are you ready? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So just take a moment to get relaxed. Take a few deep breaths. I'm going to ask you some questions. The binaural beats have been working their magic in the background, taking you deeper and deeper already, and they'll keep taking you deeper. So you just need to relax, allow whatever answers to come just to appear from wherever they come from. Trust in your first response. There's no wrong answers. Even if you get some weird answers, don't worry about it. Write it down. You're going to get some amazing answers. Write them down. Don't analyze it. Don't theorize about it. Don't try and wonder, what does this mean? You can do all that afterwards. So this is just listen to the question, tune into the answer, and write it down right away, and then go to the next one. And ideally, you won't even need to pause the recording, because you're going to get answers so quickly and just write them down quickly, there's no need. But if for any reason you have a really deep answer, you can just pause the recording, write it all down. Sometimes these answers require more than a few seconds to write because they're lengthy. All right, so get ready. It's all good. This is exciting. Let's get started. First question, I'm asking your subconscious mind, the deeper part of you that knows all the answers, your super mind, your powerful mind. First question, what couldn't you live without? What can't you live without? Well, what do you have to have? What's the most essential things that you absolutely have to have? Next question, what would you die for? What would you die for? What's so important that you die for it? Next question. What positive changes do you wish to see in the world 100 years from now? 100 years from now, what positive changes do you wish to see in the world? Just write it down. Next question. What do you value above all else? What do you value above all else? What's your highest value? What do you value the most? Write it down. Next question. If you had all the time and money in the world you could ever need, and you had no fear, what would you create? If you had all the time and money in the world, and you had no fear, what would you create? Write it down. Write it all down, it's very deep. Next question. Who are your heroes? Which people throughout time in your life now or whenever, who are your heroes? Write it down. Top 3 to 5 people, who are your heroes? Next question, why are these people your heroes? What about them do you aspire to? What about them is inspirational to you? So why are they your heroes? What do you aspire to from them, because of them? Why are they inspirational to you in your life? One hundred years from now, what legacy do you want to leave behind? 100 years from now, what legacy would you love to leave behind you? What is your legacy? Next question. When you're dead, physically died in this life, what do you want people to say about you? How will people remember you? Imagine you're looking back from the future after your physical death in this life. How do you want to be remembered? Or what will people say about you after you're dead? What will they say about you? How will they remember you? How would you like them to remember you? Write it down. These are some serious questions. They may scare you, challenge you, and intimidate you, but they'll free you. If you want to access the infinite power of dreaming big and discovering and defining yourself in the world, then you need to go deep and find the dream that will awaken the giant within you. So this is just the beginning. Let's go even deeper. So really, what are your dreams? What is your purpose for being alive? If you answered these questions, then you'll have an idea of what is truly important to you. You'll have an initial sketch of what motivates and moves you on a deeper level. But it's probably not deep enough. And how do I know it's not deep enough? Because countless people have answered questions like these and their lives haven't changed. It's not that the questions are wrong. It's just that your subconscious mind has a lot more depth to it and a lot more power. And the deeper you go, the more you're going to receive. And so after years and years and years of suppression, there's a lot that needs to come out. So it's time to go deeper. Get ready. Understand your dreams, your purpose is hidden. And it's going to arise as we answer these questions right now. Take a deep breath. Make sure you're comfortable. Have your pen and paper ready. Can pause if you need to. Nice deep breath. What do you really want? What do you really truly desire? I just want what? I just want blank. What do you truly desire? Simple and pure. Next question. When you die, what do you want to leave behind? Next question. If you could only change one thing in the world, what would it be? If you could only change one thing in the world, what would it be? Write it down. Next question. What are your greatest strengths? What are your greatest strengths? Things that you have in you naturally that are powerful. What are your greatest strengths? Write it down. Next question. Why are you here in this world at this time? Why are you here in this world at this time? If you fully activated the power of your dreams, what would you become? If you fully activated the power of your dreams, what or who would you become? Put another way, when you have fully activated the power of your dreams, How will you be different? Next question. Imagine you now have all the time, money, and energy you need to make a difference in the world, and you can never fail. What do you want to create to make the world a better place? Imagine you now have all the time, money, and energy you could possibly need to make a difference in the world, and you can never fail. What do you create that makes the world a better place? Write it down. There's no wrong answers, just write it all down, whatever comes to mind. Next question. If you created this, would you be completely satisfied? If not, what else would you need to do or feel to really know that you've reached your fullest potential? So what else would you need to do or to feel or to become to know that for sure you have reached your fullest potential, you've realized your highest self? What else would you have to do or become or feel? Write it all down. And the last question, what else? What else? What else? Isn't it fascinating? Fantastic. So now you're getting it. Do you feel excited? Bringing this power from out of your subconscious into your awareness. So going deeper and really finding out what moves you and motivates you is like drilling down deep, deep, deep to find the gold. And most people, they give up 3 feet from gold and are left with a big hole in their hearts. And that's all they have. 3 feet from gold and a heart that feels like it's a big hole. So you're going to go a little bit deeper and discover a secret source of power and infinite potential. If you ask these questions, you've already gone deeper, and you've gone deeper than practically everyone else in the world. And if you're happy with your answers so far, then that's great. But let's go even deeper. So this is the last set of questions. Get ready. First question. If you could only achieve one thing in your life, what would it be? If you could only achieve one thing in your life, what would that one thing be? How do you want your family and the people dear to you to feel about you? How would you love your family and those dear to you to feel about you when they think about you? When your nearest and dearest think about you, how do they think about you? What's important for you to know that they're holding you in a particular light? How do you want them to think about you? Next question. When you die, what do you want your final thought to be? When you die, what do you want your final thought to be? Looking back on your life from the future as a fully accomplished, healthy, wealthy, loving person, what was your personal secret formula to success? What was it that you did? The way you lived your life, your values, your practices, what was your secret formula to success? So this is the last question. Looking back from the future as a fully accomplished, happy, wealthy, loving person, what was your personal secret formula to success? And just write down the formula which you lived by and imagine that you're sharing this deep secret with a loved one or to a captive audience, eager to listen to the secrets of your success. Over time, what is your secret formula to success in your life? Write it down as if you're giving a brief explanation to some people for the first time and they're fascinated and intrigued and listening closely to you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm so proud of you. Well done for writing this down. This is extremely powerful. This is more powerful than any amount of money. This is the secret to your success right here. So I want you to look at your pieces of paper and circle, you know, make a star or some arrow pointing to the 20%, the top 20%, 1 in 5, the things that stand out to you the most. Really make a note of them. I like to do this in a different color pen, circle it, really make that stand out so you can see the main themes of your life. What you have here is basically a blueprint to your power. The more you align your life with your passion, with these things that mean the most to you, with the essence of your life, and live on the basis of those answers which came from deep within you, the more you do that, the more you just don't care about other people's opinions. You're just not interested in playing silly games for other people. The more you can be true to yourself and allow yourself to enjoy life fully. And also you will heal the part of you that is unnecessarily shy or afraid. There's a lot of genuine reasons that introversion and being more sensitive is a very positive thing, and we're not trying to make that any less or say there's anything wrong with it, because there isn't. And there's also another side of you that is hiding from your own power. And it's time for you to acknowledge your power and realize that you can never die because you're an eternal being. And that when you live your life as a game and you live on the basis of these things you've written down, you're going to have all the power you need to get through life and achieve success on your own terms. So cherish these things you've written down. If you feel like you go through this audio again in a week's time or a couple of weeks' time, once you've gone through this whole training, you can go through it again. This is a sort of thing that you can go through again and again and again. You can listen to these audios over and over and over in the car, or you're lying down or walking around. It's going to remind you of who you are, why you're here, and what's important to you. So have those pieces of paper, rewrite them if you want to, make them big and bold, stick them around the house, read them before you go to sleep, read them when you wake up. They will give you power. That's bringing out of you inner power. It's awakening the giant within. It's giving you that reason for living. So the most essential answers, the ones that jump out at you, the ones that touch your heart, the ones that sing to you, make a big note of those, make them bigger, rewrite them, remind yourself of them, have them going around in your mind, say them out loud, really take advantage of that powerful information that's just come from your deeper self, and align your life so that you're moving in the direction of those things, whatever they are. And this program is going to help you do it so that your situation, what you do every day, is moving in that direction. So you're living in alignment with yourself, living your life on purpose, doing the things that matter the most to you, and following your dharma, following your destiny, following your dreams. So your dreams can come true, they will come true. Just keep reminding yourself of what they are. Keep feeling the feelings of having achieved them. Keep going into a movie, playing a movie in your mind of these dreams over and over and over, especially before you're going to sleep at night and when you wake up in the morning. Play that movie of your final dreams that you've written down. Play that over and over and over every day, every night, every morning, every night, every morning. And it's going to activate a huge amount of power. And then also, of course, as you go through this program and apply the things I've been sharing, that's going to give you structure and clarity on how to deal with day-to-day things and take care of life and live life on your own terms. So I'm very excited. Congratulations for completing this session. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next session. Aloha.